get a hold of any of the medication, and so it's quite terrible. It's horrible. I am still conclusive, or what's that called? Jocelyn? What does that mean? Contagious. I'm still contagious. From this protein bar, I didn't finish it from this morning. Why is it sitting out? Throw it away. It's probably disgusting. Hi everyone, I'm sick. I have a cold or the flu or COVID or some new disease launched by George Soros or God knows who this time. The top 1% are all into launching diseases. It's the new thing. Then they can get the governments of the world to pay up for all the vaccines. So, well, that's my life right now. I haven't changed my panties in 3 days. I haven't showered in 2 days. I've been bedridden. Right now I'm floating in my sling. They had to bring the microphone to me. I'm floating in my sling. I have no energy. I'm just drained. Let's open the phone lines, Johnny, and see if there's life out there.
Oh my goodness, it's Pastor Bernie Turner of Blessed Soul Ministries. Disciple Jesus and God.
Hello.
Pernod said I had the sickness.
I know.
But I don't know which sickness it is.
Oh, dear.
But it's real bad. It's real bad. I've got the stuffy nose, the dry mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. I got a cough.
Yeah.
I'm so drained. All the body aches.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sleeping so deeply, I'm having dreams from the civil rights movement.
I have dreams about the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Now that's deep.
Hi guys, I've been here since the beginning. I just didn't want to talk until I had to. I have a cold as well, so it seems like all of Southern California is sick. And I recently saw a report where they launched COVID through the water supply, and there's a national map, and it hit all 50 United States, and they just did that. So, hello, we're all sick.
Hey guys, it's Glenda. I can't tell if I'm sick. Smoke forms a shield around me. But I do have the body aches. I'm drained of energy. All I do is sit around in my bark lounger with the hole drilled in the bottom of it, leading down to my bedpans, and that's where I sit all day. I turn it into a recliner so I can recline back like a hospital bed, and I don't have to leave it. I'm thinking about getting it motorized like a wheelchair and then getting the license to drive it. So basically, I can just take a dump whenever I feel like it, you know, kind of like being catheterized in a hospital. I just go, and it gets collected in the bedpan. But I had Sylvia go and get some stuff at Walgreens or whatever it's called. This Vapo rub, and
I like that, y'all.
We're gonna try that. And then some of my home remedies with popcorn with cayenne pepper on it and a cup of sugar.
Well, no, I don't know if you want to do the cup of sugar, Glenda, but the cayenne pepper sounds interesting. I would do dried lemon juice flakes instead of the sugar for that southwestern Tex-Mex feel. Add a couple of, you know, black beans, maybe a little salsa, you know, Mexican popcorn. Think about it.
Oh my God, I was thinking about doing that with hot dogs, putting like salsa on the hot dogs and then cutting up some Trident cinnamon gum real fine, like shavings for the spice, and then some Cholula.
You know what else you should try, Glenda, is some apple cider vinegar with Tabasco sauce and scorpion chilies all blended together, and then add another cup of vinegar, white distilled vinegar, and then heat it in the microwave for 2 minutes and then shoot it down your throat. That'll kill anything, I swear. I don't do that myself, but I've seen people at the bar do it. They ended up in the emergency room.
Why would I do that then if they ended up in the emergency room? You know, that sounds bad.
Well, but they were healed of their flu symptoms. So the flu was gone, but, you know, they had to be put into a medically induced coma because the burning of all the peppers put together was bad. So some of them haven't been brought out of the medically induced coma.
Oh my goodness.
So, but flu is gone.
It sounds very unholy. I just don't know about that, Glenda. If you want to be put into a death situation where you die early, but you're not dead. Is you ready to die yet, Glenda? Have you given your soul to Jesus and God? It reminds me of a... Hold on just a minute. So I think we still need to... I got my notes here. You know, we're supposed to have a meeting. So, we got some new services and people that we's gonna be doing marketing for in the congregation. Let's see if we can get them a few bucks. Times are bad with this Bidenflation. Everyone's hard up for money. Everyone's sick. Everyone's getting destroyed. The illegals are coming in, taking everyone's jobs. And the blacks are so dumb, they're probably still gonna vote for Biden. I swear, they live in a strange, stupid bubble. But anyway, Kimsey and Sons, discreet services for inbreds. Now that's for all the whites. I never said anything about blacks being the only dumb people. I think every race has dumb people and smart people. Plenty of smart blacks, plenty of smart whites, plenty of smart Asians. Well, there's Asians is all smart. But every other race other than the Asians has dumbness and smartness. And so that's why we came up with this deal with Kimsians. My goodness. Dumb birds, could you bring part of the tissue? I got stuck. Booklets running down my face. Very unholy and sick.
Oh my God, please come on.
Satan is up my nose.
All right.
So Kimsey and Sons has discreet services for inbreds, so it doesn't have to be, you know, hanging their dirty laundry out to dry in public.
You know, I'm so glad you said what you said about the blacks, the whites, the Asians, and all the other ethnicities, because I'm tired of... The race that does need to be wiped out is the race of below average IQ people. There, I said it. Let me clear that. I'm tired of it, and I don't think it's the flu talking. Anyway, I've got my notes here. We've got a new law firm for my speakers bureau. Gurney, Fletcher, and Gook is for people who are like a dead motivational speaker. My God, I can't talk. Gurney, Fletcher, and Gook is the attorney law firm full of lawyers. You know, they're attorneys. If you're a motivational speaker, but you're just dead on stage, and you come across like Louise Fletcher in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and you come across like Big Nurse, like this cold-hearted, you know, death stare psychopath, and you're just gooky looking, they were the perfect law firm because those are their real names. So I hired them for the worst motivational speakers who had to audition and pay the initial application fee of $50,000 for their audition so I could decide whether or not they would get into my speakers bureau. I need to hire people. Oh my God, the flu has gotten into my brain. I think I have brain inflammation.
Yes.
Brain inflammation.
I have brain inflammation all the time. Pernod has a problem with Pernod's brains. Well, I think you're done. Let me just continue. I've also got connections to Gimli Impling, past and future president of the Impling Foundation for those suffering with implementism. And their tagline is, together we'll find a cure. A lot of people is suffering from implingism, and I don't know what an impling is, but a lot of people have it, and that's probably why the world is so bad.
I think I coughed up an impling once, or there was one hanging off my ass hairs. You know, just snagged it off. Oh my God.
Glenda, don't you get waxed? Like, doesn't every woman get waxed so that they don't have that issue of, you know, what do they call them? Snowballs? Or what's that called? White pellets? You know what I mean? Little bits of toilet paper.
Oh, the holy snowbees. That's what we call them in church. The holy snowbees. And then we had to finally install hidden cameras in our bathroom at several different angles and hundreds of hidden cameras to make sure that the holiness was intact in the bathrooms, and then we excommunicate people from the church if they have the holy snowbees.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need people who don't know how to wax.
No.
Because that's not holy for Jesus.
You know, and this is not funny, Jonathan. It's not funny. Oprah did a whole show on this a long time ago when she was talking about how women are so dumb. They don't know how to wipe their vajayjay. Okay, their vagine. And they wipe, when they take a shit, they wipe
into the shit, and then they wipe forward over the vajayjay, and then it gets shit in their vajayjay, and they get these infections. And then their boyfriend or their husband or their lesbian lover, you know, gets intimate, and then they get sick and probably die. The rest of the family doesn't know about it. She didn't leave a will. And no one knows why this one woman seems to be murdering everyone who does certain things with her. And she's the one who can't wipe her ass.
And that's the storyline that did not make it into a movie. But that other movie, The Menu, which is a horror film where everyone goes to the restaurant to have fine dining, knowing that everyone there dies. Did you read about that? And then the last one, who's alive, is across the lake in a boat eating a hamburger, and she wipes her mouth with the menu.
Oh my god.
I didn't see it. It sounds too gross. It reminds me of Sweeney Todd. I'm like, oh, it's so been done.
Yeah.
But somebody did it anyway.
Yeah, I got these belches. It's like the gas comes out like burnt tires. Hold on, I just held one in, guys. Hold on.
Glenda.
So,
Glenda, is you all right?
Someone continue. I mean, I might not make it.
Oh, listen, I got something right here. Dorothy Dumplin in her tirades of mirth. Poetry is set to ballet and stained glass with a slight scent of turkey.
Hmm.
And she's going to be the entertainment for the New Year's Eve show at the church.
I don't think I'm going to be ready for New Year's Eve entertaining. I mean, if they want to, they can just, you know, flash a movie of my boobs or something like that. But I also know Stuart Godey, Melanie Pischer, and Gordon Wanamaker. I don't know if they know each other, but I know each of them singly. I've done private tarot readings with them in the hotel room of my choice. Some of them were partially attractive. And I know Sarah Sauce Wilder and her portable tacos and sauce kits. So we can call on her if we'd like some light refreshment along with the dinner theater show at the church.
Oh my god, I've just finally had an aha after years of listening to you and the pastor man on another pastor adventure. Sorry. So the church really is just a dinner theater. That's what it's been all along.
Well, sort of.
So why do you even bother with the whole church thing?
No, it is a church. Jonathan, it's a church and a dinner theater. And because we do the dinner theater at the church, we get to write off all the expenses because the church is a non-profit. So that way Jesus gets all the money in Costa Rica. And sometimes he likes to bank in other parts of the world. And that's sad.
Oh my god, this is my commercial. Hi everyone. Do you need to detox in January from all the crap you did in December? Take it from me, a healthy sensation. I'm Catherine Damian Malone. I have amazing health, and I am always full of vitality. Come to my coaching program. I'll teach you how the celebrities do it, and the top 1% know how to stay healthy and vital, making the big bucks like I do, and all that kind of stuff. And we're just gonna have a great time with my new Detox from December program with Catherine Jamie Malone. This is not going to be done offshore like my Topless for Trump retreats. We're going to do this on a cruise ship because they're already ready in case there's a COVID outbreak or food poisoning. And what they do is there's a big giant mechanical thing in the bottom of the ship, and they basically just open that up and let it sink. And, you know, while the rest of us, me and the captain and Julie, Gopher, Isaac, the rest of us, take off in a helicopter and just watch the goddamn thing sink and nuke the site from orbit is all I gotta say. So, but it's a non-judgmental, non-biased program, and we don't care if you're woke or broke, but come and be healthy and vital with me, Catherine. And I'll give you my personal selection and directory of pills, doctors, potions, and offshore retreats where I go and get my own cosmetic surgery done inside and out, so you can look just like a celebrity and as ageless as Kim Kardashian, but without that big fat ass. Come and join me and be healthy as ever, your best health ever, next year.
Oh my god, I'm so glad that's over.
Oh, that was very good, Catherine. I'm giving you low energy hand claps. No, because I think it was bad. I just don't have the energy. Now let me tell you what I got. Geraldine Warbler and her Wingless Bird Society. What they do is they identify and preserve wingless birds from all over the world. I have a couple myself. They put them in a lucite block and I use them as bookends or doorstops. Sometimes I drop them on people I don't want visiting permanent. Last week it was a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't know what happened to them after they got, you know, hauled away, but they was trying to threaten Pernid with one of them home invasions, so I called the cops. My private security. And then, I never heard from them again, but we did have two new graves in the back of the church the very next day, so what does Pernid know?
Yeah, so I just picked my jaw up off the floor. The deceased status quo. I just think it's amazing we're all sick at the same time. Does anyone have any home remedies that they've been trying or using? Or not recommending?
Oh my god, I don't recommend eggs. Shelly brought over eggs. She says you need protein and vitamin B. So I ate the whole carton thinking, you know, like a mega dose of scrambled eggs would really, you know, pop me out of it. I was farting sulfur gas all day. I thought the Wicked Witch of the West vomited all over my trailer. And I gassed myself out. I passed out. Shelby came over and then she passed out with what came to a couple hours later. And then we watched The Love Boat and had a couple of nachos.
You know, normally I like them jalapeno poppers. The stuff with the cream cheese and then it's deep fried with that crushed cornflakes crust on the outside. And then you dip it in chili pepper jelly. Chili jelly. And pretty like the chili jelly. But I don't recommend that now because the mix of them ingredients in that is not good. So I just say no to that. No to the poppers, no to the party food and chocolate cake and,
right.
And pizza and just
pizza.
I don't do buffets.
Pizza is a known health food, except if you're carb conscious. But see, we need carbs. So, yeah, I'm not giving up my pizza, but I'm, you know, I haven't had any beer for a while. That's why I don't know why I got sick in the first place, but it was obviously someone I was kissing at the Rusty Shovel or the Rusty Nail, because they were having a kissing party Christmas Eve, and so I kissed about, I don't know, 100 people. And, most of them were chicks, but,
what?
You know, I don't remember if I kissed a guy, because it was dark.
Oh my god.
You know, it was one of those kind of parties, but I'm chill with it, you know, I'm progressive.
Oh my god, I just, well, you know, God wants us to love everyone.
Oh my
god. Love everyone as I have loved you, said Moses to Jesus, and then Jesus wrote a best-selling book about
it. That's right.
Which became a New York Times bestseller and beat out that Prayer of Jabez crap.
Oh,
remember that?
Yes.
Stupid short story book.
I remember.
I use mine as a coaster now for the gasoline can.
I think I put it under one of my posts of the bed so it doesn't tilt. Jabez is good for something.
You know, if I wasn't sick, I'd be doing my new plan for 2024. You want to hear it? I'm going to be doing fat loss cigarettes. So that's the motivation I have to stop smoking, because it'll help me lose weight. And I figure then, as long as I keep smoking, at least I'm doing the fat loss.
Well, good for you, Glenda. So at least you thought it all out. You've got like a strategery, as Bush would say.
Well, unlike those women on Oprah, I don't have a problem with my bush.
Does you have any bushes growing outside around your trailer, Glenda? I don't understand this.
No, we don't need to get into it. Let me continue on with my list. So I told you about Sarah Sauce Wilder and her portable tacos and sauce kits. She basically pulls up in a small bus. The short bus. She rebranded it so it attracts the, you know, smart people. Then Nadine Tranquiline. She has bedtime stories that do put you to sleep because they're so awful. And then Aurora Boring Asses. And she teaches people astronomy.
Not astrology, but astronomy, in the most boring way, and she makes an ass out of herself. So she finally decided to change her name to Aurora Boring Asses. And people get a big kick out of it. She passes out templates and charts and blueprints, and she's making a mint on it. I said, then come and teach us about the skies. Mm. What the hell do I know? Aurora, you know.
Well, see, that's the other thing about Geraldine Warbler and her Wingless Bird Society that identifies and preserves wingless birds from all over the world. They got templates. And so you can join their membership online. It's $10,000 a month. And then they show you, like, you can print it out or go paperless and just look at it on your screen. And then you can use your phone to take a photo and scan a wingless bird, and it'll identify the religion of that bird. And so if it's not your same religion, you can just kill it, even if it's not already dead. And then if it is dead, it really is dead and it don't have a religion. So you can leave it alone anyway. But we just need to preserve the wingless birds that is still alive so we can put them all fresh into the Lucite block.
So you're still killing the birds. So if the bird is alive, you kill it, right?
Well, they don't have prosthetics, wings for birds, Jonathan. We just kill them anyway. And sometimes we sell them at Trader Joe's, you know, used foods and other sundry items that is edible, you know, with all the roadkill that's packaged up and people's leftovers from the rural America. They don't often finish anything, you know, including a thought. That's why they're so dumb. They're still voting for Trump.
I'm voting for Trump, honey, because I need a new Barker lantern. I believe he can get me one. I'm also going to do fat loss TV dinners, and then I'm going to start using fat loss toilet paper, fat loss chapstick, fat loss Kleenex, fat loss TV shows, and just watching it makes you a loser.
Oh, shush, Glenda, this Perrin's commercial. Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Perner. I'm sick right now, but I need to tell you about something holy from the message of the Lord and on high. Woo! Come to Blessed Souls Ministries and get your soul saved. You know, you can sit closer to Pernod in the church the more you pay. So pay Pernod to find out the secrets of Jesus that they don't want you to know about. Now, warning, this is for a limited time only. So I know you can't see it right now, but there's a little timer on the screen of people who can see Pernod, and that is a countdown timer. And it's about to run out, which means the price will increase. So you need to join now, click that button, and we will send you a free holy guide. And it's less than 10 pages. Think you can read something like that and then don't use it as toilet paper? You don't want to wipe out Jesus under your, well, I don't want to say it, your ushu with the solid comforts. Now, we do have you pick some times on our calendar and schedule a qualifying call, because we want to find out if you's a real Christian or just a competition church and someone who just is jealous of Pernod. You know, like Joel Osteen or Joyce Meyer or any of the other big mega churches who just take all the money and have private jets and big arenas for their church, but they never let in the poor, the downtrodden, the hungry, who need blankets and socks and toilet paper and toothpicks and toothpaste and other things. Mittens, I just thought of that one. But so, the timer is almost out. We got about 7 seconds left, and this price is going to go up. Join now and get that low, low price. Oh my goodness, I was so good on that one. I think I just won the Angel Award.
What the hell is the Angel Award?
Sounds religious, honey. I don't know about that.
And how come I've never heard about this Angel Award? What's it given out for anyway? Because I should have been nominated for the Best Angel Award. You know, I did play Angel of the Lord. In your stupid church play to that stupid audience, a bunch of pasty white people, white supremacists with all their whiteness, always voting for white people, and they can't handle anyone who's not white in those YouTube commercials anymore.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm just sick of it. I'm so crabby.
You is crabby. Now, demon out, you is possessed by a demon, Catherine. Now, you isn't normally like this on the radio, even though you is like this backstage. So, you have a package and positioning problem. I learned that in a marketing class. Well, it was a pamphlet in two colors.
A two-color brochure in marketing, and you think that means, you know, the equivalent of someone with a degree in marketing? Oh my god.
How did you get so rich if you don't have a college degree, Pastor Man, or do you?
Oh no, I got my degrees at the University of the Holy Spirit. Don't make Pernod laugh. A sound of a joyous joke under the Lord again, Glenda, or I'll slap you silly.
Okay, avoiding my question. You're avoiding my question. I don't want to hack up a lung while I'm talking into the microphone. I'm still in my sling. And if I get violent, I could fall out of it and explode into a big blob of mucus. I want to know about this Angel Award and why I didn't find out about it and why I don't have all of them.
Well, the Angel Award from Blessed Souls Ministries is the highest award we give out for the health and wellness of an individual. So that's why you don't have it, Catherine, because listen to you. You is sick.
Oh, it's your move, Catherine.
Oh my gosh, you should call Sylvia to make the popcorn. This is going to be good.
We're talking about the health and wellness of my companies because they're doing pretty damn good, you know, $3 million a day. Who else can boast numbers like that, okay, with a profit margin of 2 billion%? I know how to sell information products, okay? The markup is substantial, especially when you add in a full color, full body shot of me, topless, no panties, only wearing the sandals, and then I sign it. Hello, Premier Price Ring. You want me to sign it in person in the hotel room of my choice? That's luxury pricing. You want to... Well, I don't allow anyone to come on my private jet. That's no need to let the hoi polloi into my life that much. Can't stand them.
See, that pre-disqualifies you. You can't hate the hoi polloi because they are sinners, and Jesus said you need to go where the sinners is. And Rush Limbaugh even said that his whole audience was a bunch of dumb shits and sinners. I don't care if Pernod's cussing right now, because Pernod is so sick, and I'm just sick of the sin.
Well, so let's just keep going. Hopefully Steve Steinberg, the owner of the network, won't call in on that. I noticed he didn't call in yet, because we were talking about different races of people, but you know, this show is edgy enough. Do we really need to push the envelope again? You know, we're almost at the end of the year. Can we please just make it to the end of the year?
Coming, you guys, I'm coming. Okay, the Jiffy Pop is done. But what did I miss? What's the score? Who's ahead? Who's losing? Is it over?
No, you didn't miss anything, Glenda. It's the Angel Award. It's some top award at a two-bed church held together with silly putty. For people who think they have health and wellness, what do you have to fill out an application for? I mean, who judges this thing?
No, we have a paperless system, and so Pernod taps into your energy using the power of Jesus as a proxy. Or is Pernod the proxy? Oh, that's too sick right now. One of us is abused on behalf of Jesus, so I guess that'd be Pernod. And then I'm able to discern. That's a word I learned from my therapist. And also one of my attorneys who got that other case dismissed for Pernod. I did not kill those two people from Tijuana.
Okay.
No matter what the news says.
Oh my god, are we talking about real life? Or are we still talking about that menu horror movie where everyone dies?
No, we're way past the horror movie, Glenda. He's talking about real life. So I don't even want to know. Let's just move past that. It's not really out in the open because nobody cares. People die every day. I'm sorry, but, you know, maybe our hearts need to go cold so that Jesus will come back sooner. Isn't there something in the Bible about that?
Oh, my goodness, Jonathan, you still have your edumacation and your smarts. That is biblically correct. And do you even know cross-citation bibliotechnics from Pernod? I don't remember you in class. But that is true. That is true. That is true, Jonathan. It's just when the heart of the church grows cold, that's the last time before Jesus comes back in a golden, sequin, gilded, jeweled dress. Something like that. And it's going to make the Pope jealous. I mean, you've never seen a dress like this. Lady Gaga, RuPaul, none of them. None of them. Rihanna, the Met Ball, no one's gonna dress like Jesus.
I can do a Barca Lounger dress, you know, because I'm already sitting on it, so it's like the bottom half of me is like the dress, even though it's a Barca Lounger with my bedpans.
Okay, I'm moving on, but next year I am going to get that Angel Award for the health and wellness, whatever you called it, for the church or whatever. I will be channeled through white Jesus. I don't know what Jesus you're talking to, but, hello? Mine is the real authority.
Well, you forgot one word, so obviously he isn't. Jesus has power and authority. So my Jesus is the real God.
No, mine, the power word is, the word power is included. I thought you would know that. Apparently your, IQ level is not only slipping, but bottomed out.
Glenda, did you make your popcorn? You might want to get more.
Oh.
Add some extra cayenne.
You know the Halloween candy that gets left over and it's like all hard and petrified? I like to sprinkle that on top of the popcorn and watch it melt slowly. It's like party mix. Oh my god, I just good and plenty. Those goddamn hard bubblegum things. They're like when they're fresh, they're still hard as a rock. And then jawbreakers. Let's see, fiddle faddle. What else? Saltwater taffy. I never include apples or fruits or walnuts or anything like that. God knows where they've been. But I like the packaged candies, like hard candies. None of the diabetic stuff, though. And I let that just kind of melt and drizzle over the popcorn for a party mix.
Glenda, don't you have a shift you should be covering at China Buffet for someone who is also sick, but you're more healthy and filled with the wellness? And maybe you should get that Angel Award, Glenda. Do you know what I'm saying?
What? What is you trying to scheme?
Oh my god, I never thought about that. I gotta get my hair done, dude, if I'm gonna be doing an award speech.
And you could do it on a Zoom meeting, Glenda. Go to Sylvia's, since she's the one with the internet, and do it as a Zoom meeting so the whole world can see you.
Oh my god, this is my old theme song to Astrolava when I was doing tarot readings, even though nobody listened and paid attention, and it could have saved their life in every area of their life, including financially, spiritually, mind, body, spirit. They could have been their own anti-gravity device, but no. The general public, hi, I'm Catherine Jamie Onamalu, and I am formerly from Astrolava. I'm a model and an actress, and I make $50 for a full ballroom of people, of 1,000 people or more at the LAX airport hotel rooms and things like that. So sign up now. I'm doing a 2024 flash sale on my new tarot readings for 2024 and beyond, so you can connect with your destiny and your money issues and other stuff. And I've got free samples like the gift in the celebrity gift bags at the Oscars. You'll be getting some of my hand cream, some of my zit remover, and the zit sucker machine. Also some butt implants that I never went back to using, and a fresh free subscription to Sinless Christian breast implants from the same company that I use, along with my candles. And no, they don't smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vajayjay. They smell like mine. Okay, I finally figured out how to do that. So join my 2024 program that I'm talking about right now. I'm kind of under the weather, so, but that doesn't mean I'm not successful. I'm very successful, and that's the thing that gets me through these sick times when I'm too ill to do anything other than just be fabulous, lounging around in my jacuzzi. And I use the jacuzzi to induce like a fever, and then it kills things sooner. And I could sell you celebrity jacuzzis too, so sign up today and let's do this. That was very painful. I thought my commercial was better. I don't remember what I said, but yours was very painful and very off-putting. I don't think you is approachable. I'm so glad it wasn't on television. You probably look like a wreck and smell like it, too.
I think I need to get some popcorn now, too, Glenda.
It's really good when you put a cup of sugar on. I know I'm going to regret it for the next 2 months, but damn, this is good. With the lemon flakes, God, I hope it wasn't soap.
Yeah, so you don't know the template that I'm using. There is a specific template that everyone who sells successfully, if you know the success secret selling power of successful sellers who sell secrets like I do, you gotta have everything with the letter S. You gotta use the word success and successful and exciting in your onboarding welcoming process. You idiots want to belong to a membership, a tribe, a community, because they're just so needy and glom on to everything, and they can't handle anything by themselves. They think everything has to be done in a group. You know, it's like, can you follow instructions and just get on with it? It's a hand cream. Why do you need me to have a video of an online course?
Oh my goodness.
To show you how to use goddamn hand cream.
Well, the other reason you isn't getting the Angel Award is this cursing you does. It's all
no,
this
please.
Toxicity and
no.
Foul language that comes out of your mouth as if Satan has possessed you and is just taking over. How sinless is your Oompa Floompas?
Mine are real. I don't think they're capable of anything other than
what?
Being sinless, honey. I mean, they don't get around. Well, not like they used to.
Mine are real, genuine implants. They exist, okay? And they're sinless. They're certified sinless, made in Taiwan, okay? I paid $1.95 for it, and it comes in a plain brown wrapper once a month. And I throw out the old ones, because unlike a lot of other women, or most other women who do this, I trash my old ones, because they probably do collect from the general public, you know, the pigs in society. God only knows what they collect, but that's why I get rid of them and I have them replaced.
I don't think you should be talking about this. I don't think you should have them or sell them or have anything to do with them. God made you a certain way, and that's the way you should be. You shouldn't try to be something else because you're listening to Satan.
So, Pastor Man, are you wearing clothes right now?
Yeah, I was wearing clothes. Why?
Well, where do you draw the line on what's natural to be holy and godly versus what's of the man-made world and sin? I mean, you weren't born with clothes on. Although, wait a minute, considering it's you, maybe you were.
You know, I just had a big aha moment. I should be on Oprah. I have the earliest photo of Glenda. My mama was, at least I think it was my mama. It could have been the nurse at the hospital, but some woman was holding on to me and I was wearing a bib and nothing else. And they said I was born that way. I was born to eat. And my big aha is now, I just now realized.
What?
You know, I don't think I was born to eat.
Oh, but you didn't realize that. Wait a minute, that's going to be a double negative. So your realization was not that you weren't actually born with a bib on. Is that correct, Linda?
Oh my God, what is this? A rehashing of the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial with Camille Vasquez? What's with all these questions? Objection, hearsay.
So I just want to circle back, and for the record, I think pizza is a health food, because I had it today and I'm starting to feel better.
That is you better, because if you's on the way to feeling better, that's like saying you's on the way to heaven, which means you's either still alive and hasn't died, or you did die and you's in the waiting room, but you's not in heaven. So which is it, Jonathan? Make up your mind.
I don't think we need to be talking about this. Politics and religion and plastic surgery and racism, we've covered all the bases. We shouldn't be talking murders with that horror movie. We don't need to be talking about pop culture things anymore. I'm tired of this show being in the gutter, in the toilet, and we talk about low IQ, below average IQ things that the hoi polloi talk about in their bad dinner parties that they don't have at things like, I don't know, China Buffet.
Is this my commercial? You know we got a holy game show at the Church of Blessed Souls Ministries, Deciphering Jesus and God. Come to our game show night when we'll play any game that you want to and show the world if you's a winner or a loser. And that's what it's called, winner or loser. And then the winner gets free bonus tickets to sit in the front row of the church. And then we show that on our satellite feed to the rest of our subscribers to see that you is superior to the people who was the losers. Now, the losers we hang upside down and beat them with money and pillows until candies and things fall out. Oh, no, we beat them with pillows until monies and candies fell. Hold on, just... Oh, someone made it. Young bird, someone did something on this craft. My script is wrong for this commercial. This is live, so this is no good. Well, I don't want to finish my commercial now.
Hello, it's live. You have to finish your commercial. We pay for this crap.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna do it. The last thing I will ever do is a commercial for a church, even if I know exactly what to say.
Oh my god, I'll be willing to give it a shot, honey. I could use the money. I want a new parka lounger, new bedpans, and saddle shoes.
What?
That's what I want for 2024.
Glenda, don't you want more for your sad, pathetic, mediocre life? You just want what the rest of Americans want, which is nothing. Nothing, Glenda. You will never make more than $15,000 a year in food stamps.
More like half that amount, honey. I'm on Medicare, and they don't give me the goddamn food stamps.
Oh, now it's getting really passionate, so it's sort of like the passion of the Christ, you get it, Catherine?
Since this is live, I just want to be the proof and evidence that I'm the healthy and wellness one on this commercial. Come to the church for our winners and losers game show, and we will find out how Christian you are. We will be rating and judging you. Just kidding. Let's let God do that. And when you do win, you don't have to sit in the front row or the back row or even be excommunicated, because that's what Pharisees do.
Oh, I see what you's trying to do. You's trying to make Pernod out to be some kind of evil, mean, satanic, greedy grifter at church. Well, to hell with you, demon out, demon out!
Are you still with us, Glenda? This reminds me of War Games. Crystal Palace, are you still with us, or did the nuke wipe you out?
Oh my god, I love that movie, especially when Linda Carter comes in as Wonder Woman, and she finds Joan Rivers talking to Miss Piggy, sharing makeup secrets, and then Joe never locks seconds of my coffee.
Oh my god, it's over. Oh, thank god, it's over. I don't like these live commercials with the automatic music that we have. We need to talk about this.
No kidding.
Besides that, why is it still holiday music? I'm sick of it.
I am too, and it's so happy. I mean, Christmas was just, what, 2 minutes ago, and we still have to listen to this?
Well, why don't you just throw the entire holiday season into a bus along with Mariah Carey, since it's another year has gone by when someone's accusing her of having stolen their song, even though she wrote her big hit song.
I remember her back in the TV variety show days, you know, like Carol Burnett, Sonny and Cher, and the Captain and Tennille, Donnie and Marie. Oh my god, wasn't Mariah Carey, and that's where she was discovered on the Dick Cavett Show or something like that.
I don't know where you're getting your information, Glenda, but all of that is so wrong. I mean, there needs to be like a DVD series that you could be sent from Lifetime Books. Like 100 CDs or DVDs. Whatever, Glenda. You need to just sit down and get over the paunch.
Get over my paunch? I don't know what that means. Is that something they say in Beverly Hills?
Oh, no, Catherine only knows fancy snooty phrases like that, because that's what the deep state always talks about in these snooty booties. And she's always kissing snooty booties. That's how she gets around.
No, I get around because I have a legitimate business, and I have a pre-printed business card that I punch out on the perforated sides. Okay? Two fonts. Comic Sans and Papyrus. And my face in two tones. And that's a hit right there, you know. And on the back, I have a place where they can write down my name. Even though it's printed on the front, I found that when they write down my name, it imprints it on the brain with that NLP stuff that I learned about on the back of a milk carton or something I read.
Oh my god, so you're just another one of those guru grifters who don't have a degree. You get your information from a two-color trifold brochure on the back of a milk carton?
Honey, what's a milk carton? Are we talking about a real milk carton, or is that like the name of a website? I'm trying to catch you. I know that websites have these dumb names, but I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about a real milk carton.
Don't knock milk cartons, okay? I had a very successful ad campaign when someone used my face in a milk carton, and I let them do that. I wanted to be on the milk carton, and then I was featured on a bus in some rural American cities. And that's how, you know, rural America... The Fox News audience really caught on for me on that, because I was in their territory. And, of course, the background wasn't blank, you know, like a liberal would do it. It was a big flag and a big, giant gun rack loaded with guns. And on the bottom was an open Bible. And my cleavage was showing, of course, and they had to pixelate my areolas. And then that brought in the conservative Republican male crowd who, you know, they were all into drinking Bud Light. And then the trans guy came in and
or girl, or whatever we're calling them these days, this moment. But you know what happened with Bud Light, and so now they want to drink Bud Light again, even though beer lowers testosterone. So I find it kind of funny that Republican men think they should be drinking beer because it makes them more masculine, when actually it has the opposite effect.
Well, both sides of the aisle isn't into the both sides of the aisle can't talk. I just cannot talk tonight. The sickness has gone to my brain.
When did it go to your brain?
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So both sides of the aisle has this feminization going on. On the left, it's all the soy lattes, the soy boys. And then on the right side of the aisle, they want to drink all the beer. And they think it's patriotic just because you put a freaking Trump logo or a flag or a gun or a Bible or a busty babe on it. A line on the back of a Corvette with everything all hanging out. Looking like one of the Fox sluts who anchors these Fox shows. But they're all feminized men on both sides of the aisle. Never, never fighting. They is never fighting. Too busy watching the news. And what do we call that? We call that a sad sack of men. That's what that is.
We could put all the men in a sad sack and dump them overboard in the Boston Harbor. That place where they have the rock at Plymouth Rock that shows that the sea level hasn't risen. You know, that's why Obama lives so close to the ocean. And the left just can't seem to figure that out. Especially that Greta Thunberg or whatever she's... Greta Thunbelly? I don't know her name.
No, I know who you're talking about. I refuse to say her name because I don't want to give energy to that.
Oh, same all over anyway. I refuse to give that any energy. I can't even get it out. It's like I have this blockage defense system. It won't let me go there.
Oh, it's Grunzel's Tumbleweed or something like that. I know who you's talking about. We's not gonna talk about her because she is unholy. She wants her face on a flag and she thinks she needs to be the queen of the earth, telling the rest of us when we can fly and when we can't. And I'm just sick of it.
So, I don't know how long tonight's show is gonna be, but I think we've run over, so I'm gonna go now. Bye.
I need some privacy, guys, in case you haven't known. I haven't let any fly because I've been holding it in. I've been doing some Kegel exercises. So, it no longer leaks like it used to, but now I gotta let it out before I blow. Good night.
Oh, good night, Glenda. Well, Catherine, I was gonna go now and look over the current recipients of the Angel Health and Wellness Award. Good night.
Oh, wow. Okay, good night. Yeah, my toe polish isn't even on tonight. That's how sick I am, you guys. That's how unwell I am. No toe polish. Good night.